This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so get a load of this. The housing market might finally be slowing down. We learned this morning sales of new homes were off last month, down 18% from January, pending, of course, the usual revisions. And that comes on the heels of yesterday's news that fewer existing homes sold as well. None of that, however, is for lack of demand. Analysts say there just aren't enough houses, new or old, for sale. And we've told you about the lumber shortage that's slowing down building and driving up prices. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, wood is not the only thing that builders are having a tough time getting their hands on.
In normal times, Juan David Ortiz could fill an order for a new fridge or dishwasher in 15 to 30 days. He's CEO of Woodcox Appliances in Miami.
But nowadays, we're looking about 90 days as a minimum.
Even longer if customers want a special size or black instead of stainless steel.
I have customers waiting for over 6 months on a product that has not yet arrived.
Chalk it up to supply disruptions due to COVID and more demand, also due to COVID. Stuck-at-home improvers aren't the only ones waiting. A recent survey by the National Association of Home Builders found that nearly 90% of builders had trouble getting appliances for their new homes. The group's CEO, Jerry Howard, says that's slowing down construction and sales.
You can't finish the house and get a certificate of occupancy until not only are all the appliances installed, but they have to be inspected for safety and workability.
And it's not just appliances. Economist Ali Wolf with research firm Zonda says there are shortages of lumber, windows, and more.
Whether it's cabinets, whether it's doors, whether it's handles, all of these different components are harder to get a hold of and becoming increasingly more expensive.
And builders are passing those costs on to you. Wolf says 98% of those Zonda surveys have raised their prices this month because with all the demand for houses, they can. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.